Hello, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. Today, we're looking at an introduction to great prayers of the Bible. You know, we're just about ready to start tomorrow on the first lesson. And I know that you desire, and I desire also, to learn how to pray better, more effectively, more meaningfully. And so often, I fall short. You probably have had a similar experience. I believe, though, that as we study together some of the great prayers in the Bible, we can learn how to pray better. So what are the great prayers? Jesus uttered many short prayers to his Father that accomplished huge results. But we don't learn as much from the sentence or two that is recorded in the Bible, so I've looked for longer prayers that help us understand the dynamics of prayer better. The prayers I've chosen differ from similar studies of the great prayers, an indication that there are more than enough great prayers in the Bible to go around. This study is by no means comprehensive or exhaustive. There are dozens and dozens of great prayers. We'll be looking at 11 of them. Now, if you're just new to prayer, I'd like to introduce you to several of the kinds of prayers that you'll find in the Bible. Several prayers fit the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S, and this is just an easy way to remember it. A is for adoration. That's praise and worship of God for who He is. C stands for confession, confessing our sins and receiving His forgiveness. T is for thanksgiving, giving thanks for all God's blessings and His answers to our prayers. And then S stands for supplication. That means asking God to supply, asking God for specific things. Petition is another word for this. And when you ask God to meet someone else's needs, it's called intercession, the act of interceding. So what this acronym ACTS helps me understand is that when I begin to pray, I start with adoration or praise. Then I come to confession, which is asking God for cleansing and forgiveness for the sins that He makes me aware of in my own life. Then thanksgiving, giving praise to God and worship for what He's done. As I do that, of course, it increases my own faith. And then finally, asking for my own needs and the needs of others. I think so often we've turned prayer into a gimme session, gimme this, gimme that. But as we learn to start with praise and confession, thanksgiving, and then supplication, it's much more balanced. As we study prayer together, we'll begin with Jesus' pattern prayer, called the Lord's Prayer. Then we'll examine other prayers to see what pleases God about them. Often it's the attitude and faith of the prayer that we must learn to model. Many of these prayers are from the Old Testament, but don't consider them inferior for that reason. We can learn much from them. Finally, we'll consider a couple of prayers from the New Testament. As we study, our desire is to learn to pray better. Prayers that meet God's conditions. Prayers that pray according to God's will. By the time we finish, about 3 months from now, I hope that we will have internalized some of these principles. Well, as we embark on this new study, let's pray together. Father, we ask You to help us. We humbly confess that we are novices, but we come longing to learn to know You through prayer. Teach us through Your Word, through the example of Your saints. Teach us also by Your Holy Spirit as You interpret the Word to our hearts, and guide us in our attempts to apply what we've learned in actual prayer. We rely on You to guide us and know that You will. In Jesus' name we pray.